As beloved Shananda speaks his heart to us tonight, we thank him and love him and bless him for the love he brings and for his willingness to help us until we too have become the love that he is to life. Beloved ones of my heart, come with me tonight and feel the love that is in the Cave of Light in India. For I assure you, when the glory of its flame stands before you, if there is love within you, then fear is not. And when you gaze upon that sacred fire, not knowing what it is the proof of the individual's strength within himself to fill himself with God's love, wherein no fear can abide. On the day that you can face that, fear will never disturb you again. And so we plead with you to just keep drawing forth and commanding and calling and demanding the victory of that great miracle love from the heart of the great central sun, that becomes such a surge of power in and around you always that it is the full supreme authority of your own higher mental body acting through that sacred fire that will not let anything but love approach you. This is the infinite protecting power of God's heart. And it is the commanding authority of the sacred fire. It is the very heart essence of the life in the great central sun. And if mankind understood what power there abides, they would use this great central sun's flame of the miracle command to life, the miracle love of eternity, and the honor flame of that love is forever the perfection and adoration that ought to be poured to the blessed I Am presence of each one and to all life, everywhere abiding and still belonging to the great central sun. If you will understand that your life is not your own, my dear ones, you will know why it is necessary to become this flame of love and use its powers while yet unascended, to help correct conditions in the physical world that have become unbalanced. When you understand that it is the great central sun that owns all the life in the universe, you will not feel yourself separate and feel that your life is your own. You will feel that you belong to the central sun, and the great central sun belongs to you, and its love is master. We have talked and talked and talked. The intellectual statements of the cosmic law of love's command to the universe all through the ages. And we have poured forth the radiation of our feelings to everything to help that love become alive as the commanding authority and power and presence in and around each one, to be the raising activity that helps each one to rise out of the limitations and distress of human creation. And I assure you, the love of which I speak is incapable of wounding any part of life. The love to which I refer is incapable of hurting any other part of itself. And so from tonight, if you are going to go forward and use these great powers from the great central sun for which you have called, if I were you, I would never call for power except the power of the miracle love in the great central sun. And then wherever you abide, if it is necessary to use power, it will be the power of peace and love that will help to balance all things. It will help to regulate all things. It will help to purify all things. And it will bring all things into divine order harmoniously and permanently. Many people who are very active by nature get going sometimes with considerable energy and pressure. And when they turn that energy on without love, they are in extreme danger. So tonight I come that I may leave with you my feeling of the importance of the truth I speak about the power of love. In the cave of light in India, I'm the love from the great central sun, the heart of all creation. If you will realize and think of the great central sun as the sun behind all suns, you will begin to get something of the concept of what I mean. Just as the sun abides, the physical sun I'm speaking of now, abides above the clouds and occasionally its light ray comes through until the clouds are dissipated, just so does the great central sun exist behind all manifestation. And so, when you begin to understand and comprehend what that means, to enter into that, knowing it is the supreme love of the whole universe that will not create one atom of discord, not one vibration of discord, you will begin to comprehend what the power of the great central sun means to the people of this world. And the cave of light in India is a concentration of that love into this world in the power of the sacred fire that can never hurt anything. When you face that sacred fire, my loved ones, and you walk fearlessly into the heart of its radiant splendor, love alone is in command, and love in you becomes one with the love that is that sacred fire. And when you know you are that, then you have been true to your blessed I Am presence in your higher mental body. Then will you glorify your mighty I Am presence. I'm the ascended host with the manifestation and creation of perfection wherever you abide. It is not difficult to create perfection and sustain it when you understand the power that is within this love of which I speak. It is all power. It is all perfection within itself. And it is all action and all supply of anything and everything you will ever require to produce perfection by the command of love. So as you train yourselves to go forward in your association with your fellow man, whether the individual be an I Am student or someone of the outer world, if I were you, I would withhold my tongue and forbid it to wound another part of my own heart's life. If you will do this and keep ever before you the power of this great miracle love of the universe, you will be clothed with the power to heal. Healing is not so difficult. Healing is but the supplying of this love where it has been forbidden existence. And when the flame of that love passes through, it blesses everything. It blesses the beings of the elements. It blesses the powers of nature. It blesses the atmosphere about you. It blesses every particle of life, because that is its gift of itself and its perfection to the universe around it. And I have a very serious reason for speaking of this tonight, because with the rest of the world seething in hate, the powers of nature rebelling against that hate, and those who are unawakened, misusing the energy of the world to plan further destruction. We must somewhere have some group of unascended beings who will be no part of that in their own private feelings, to just be the great inner calm power at all times of this great miracle love from the heart of the great central sun will bring into you and around you beings, and I'm speaking of the angelic host and also the powers of nature, will come to you and do for you under certain conditions what you cannot do for yourselves. And if I were you, I would make friends with them through this love, and you will never have cause to regret it, never in all eternity. When you understand what that feeling of love within you and kindness to everything draws from the heart of creation in and around you and gives to the beings of the elements and the powers of nature, when you understand what a magic hand it is, you will never withhold it from life anywhere. when those who are vicious approach, you will find friends will close the door and keep them from hurting you. So long as you are anchored within this feeling of the love that is the supreme powerhouse of the universe and is the law of perfect manifestation everywhere throughout creation forever. And I wish you to think of the Cave of Light in India as the initiation of love into the manifestation of the sacred fire that produces all things perfectly and does all things well. The healing of the nations must be by the use of this sacred fire. The release of mankind from their own creation must be by the release of this sacred fire. The awakening of those who are still asleep in their own human selfishness must be accomplished by the use of this sacred fire. We are its directors. We are offering it constantly. But unascended mankind must reach up and draw it forth and become a focus for its action in physical conditions and in the physical world everywhere possible, if it is to render its service and master the hordes of darkness. And so when the mighty Astrea calls forth his circle of blue flame, I assure you it is power from the great central sun that the hordes of darkness dare not disobey. And he is its master, and he directs the purifying power of its action. So as you go forward, beloved ones, try to feel closer to us in the Cave of Light in India. And you will always find a wave of love coming back to you in response of every thought of us that comes to your mind. When you think of us, try to remember that your I Am presence has called to us for the radiation of our love to enfold you while it expands the unfed flame in your heart a little farther. Thank you, precious ones. And I assure you, the world is starving for the love that is so willing to give of itself. And as the shadows deepen, the light of this love becomes more and more necessary in and around individuals who can understand it and will open themselves and let it flow through to control physical conditions so it keeps them from being destructive. And I assure you, the beloved precious Meru, who gave you the information last night, in the great love that he bears to the earth, is still using it to guard against that which is not love. And so, if you are going to handle power from the great central sun and make your calls for its descent into the structure of earth, I would advise you to become the victory of this flame of love. There are certain forces and conditions within the crust of the earth that only love can protect you from them. So I come to bring this explanation, but I have come to bring you the power and the radiation and the protection from the cave of light in India. And from the inner standpoint, what I bring from there is 2/3 more powerful than what is in my words. Thank you, precious ones. The instruction, the worded expression of it, is but 1/3 of the power. The inner radiation is 2/3. And so you see how invaluable it is to fill yourselves with the power from the cave of light in India and to call forth from the great central sun the victory of its miracle love in and around yourselves, that wherever you abide, you may be master over the destructive forces. Because you cannot master one destructive force with another destructive force. You but add two. The first destructive force, the energy of the second. And you but have twice as much destruction. While the sacred fire of our great love to life and the power from the great central sun of its invincible victory and command of this world, I assure you, is that great calm pressure of the love from the great central sun that does not even have to speak. The flame can simply pass by, and that which was not love ceases to be. And so must it be with you. Wherever you abide, remember the most important thing for you to do every moment while you are yet unascended is to be an open door, a sun of this outpouring of the great central sun's miracle love and its command to the earth that all things may be purified and brought into divine order by its almighty, wonderful, glorifying presence. Everything that does not glorify your mighty I Am presence is a lack of love. Every moment you live, if this love is pouring out from you, you are glorifying your presence and glorifying the great central sun. And I tell you, it is the hand of God. It is the heart of God. It is the intelligence of God, the mighty I Am presence. And you will never find anything greater than that. And so you are using the supreme power of all creation. And if I were you, I would be very careful to remind yourselves every time you give your decrees, before you start, that you call for the miracle love from the great central sun to come in and through and around you and qualify all the energy that goes forth with its own sacred fire before you give your decrees. And you will find much less nervous tension, much less muscular tension and much less strain, and yet your service, I feel, will be more than doubled as you remember to do this. And any time you want to be still and rest, turn your attention to the cave of light in India and ask that its great flame of eternal love fill you with the peace of its heart and dissolve and consume everything else. And you will find our help very powerful and instantaneous. And it is an ever-present help in time of trouble. In time of trouble, what do you need most? Love, do you not? For if you have the love, your trouble disappears. You do not lack anything, my dear ones, but love. It's the great solvent of all conditions. It's the great dissolver of mankind's creation. A life cannot live without it and be allowed to continue its creative activities. So from tonight, I think you will feel very much closer to the cave of light in India and to the heart of the central sun than you've ever felt before. And I shall try to leave with you a deeper understanding of the need of our love through you to the outer world to hold control of the powers of nature and the forces of the elements, that they may bless you more abundantly and hold the balance that blesses others also. So just from tonight, try to feel that the supreme duty of each day is to draw this love of the sacred fire into all physical things, physical conditions, physical people, physical affairs, the physical ground you tread upon, the physical air you breathe, and keep on drawing it forth until your recognition of it is so continuous that you have become its flame in action and its victory holds command of the world wherever you abide. May you feel the love in my heart tonight and that which my sister sends to you, for I bear to you her love and blessing always from that magnificent heart of light where we are privileged to serve in our humble capacity. May our love ever abide with you and guard you and remind you of the great privilege that is yours to use it in the physical world while yet unascended, and help to dissolve the shadows that dishonor God. May my heart's love ever live within you until you come to us in the Ascended Master's octave. Thank you so much. Thank you, beloved Shananda, for tonight. May we never forget the love that you pour to us and ever abide within it and draw it forth everywhere till it searches out everything and consumes all unlike itself. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, the indigo cape, we ask thy unfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we are absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible miracle love from the great central sun and from the cave of light in India. And wherever we abide, it becomes an eternal part of this world, and all who pass that way become its victory also. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, intensify the love within us that sets all free. Thank you, precious Daddy. And thank you, beloved Chananda and blessed Naja, and the great divine director, but for whose love we might yet be asleep in the senses of the outer world. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your presence with us. Clothe us in your great central sun, the fullness of your central sun's victory and miracle flame of your eternal love. The victory of your own heart's love in through and around us all. Seal us in that sevenfold flame. And beloved Arcturus, compel the fed flame in our hearts to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection to the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress this love from the heart of the central sun, let us become the fullness of its victorious power and presence everywhere in this world until we abide with you in the world above. To all who govern that magnificent presence of that miracle love, we ask your love to us all, and then we ask you to pour it through us to all until nowhere can a shadow exist. Thank you, precious one. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
We love you.
We love you. We love you.
We
thank you.
We
thank you.
We
thank you. Our beloved mighty I Am Presence, Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic being, and the forces of the elements.
Our beloved Mom.
Our beloved God of Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accountants, all of the group leaders and I Am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America,
and the
three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, charged with the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding flame of such love from the heart of creation that that which is not love can no longer exist for any reason. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the hands and use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not the love from the heart of creation that produces perfection forever. And make those out of this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all as soon as possible according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them be our messengers, convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the love from the heart of the central sun necessary to descend swiftly into the physical conditions of this world and consume everything that is not that love for eternity.